Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. High temperatures reach up to 75 today under mainly clear skies. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight. Lows level off around 38. Highs level off around 68. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Bright sunshine Friday with daytime highs approaching 74. 86 Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Reports of increased ICE activity over the weekend sparked attention in Dodge City and Liberal.
Videos show agents on the ground, and Liberal Mayor Jose Lara confirmed that ICE detained at least five individuals, Alejandro Rangel Lopez from the New Frontiers Project.
ICE does come once a month to these communities to pick up folks from the jails, but this is the first time we've actually been seeing on-the-ground activity in our neighborhoods.
While ICE informed the Seward County Sheriff's Office of their presence, the Liberal Police Department was not notified. I'm J.P. Bazette.
Governor Laura Kelly signed a bill creating the Water Program Task Force, which the governor's office said will create a long-term investment program for water with a dedicated revenue source, similar to the state's rolling 10-year transportation programs. The task force will also submit detailed reports to the governor and the legislature in 2026 and 2027 regarding water quality. The task force will represent every corner of Kansas by including at least one member from each of the five conservation regions of the state. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Nearly 50 health organizations signed a letter urging Governor Kelly to veto a budget provision that would end continuous eligibility in the state's Medicaid program, which allows public health insurance enrollees to consistently access health care. If allowed to become law, the budget provision would require the state to evaluate parents and caregivers who receive coverage under CanCare, as Medicaid is known in Kansas, to be evaluated every month instead of every year, as currently eligible enrollees are covered under CanCare for an entire year once approved, regardless of any change in circumstances during that time. Kansas has used continuous eligibility since 2010, and an estimated 38,000 Kansans would be impacted by the change. The Hutchinson-based United Methodist Health Ministry Fund drafted a letter, which was delivered Tuesday to Governor Kelly with signatures from 48 organizations. Governor Kelly, whose office declined to comment, has until Thursday to veto line items in the budget, and the legislature's two-day veto session is also scheduled to begin on Thursday. Kansas has established a long-term water investment task force to evaluate funding strategies for Kansas's water supply, and the task force will establish a dedicated funding source and submit recommendations to Kansas leadership in 2026 and 2027 based on the state's 10-year transportation plans. Governor Kelly said of Senate substitute for House Bill 2172 that developing a comprehensive, long-term, and sustainable water program is long overdue and a significant step forward in ensuring Kansas's water supply is preserved for generations to come. The initiative will address issues related to water quality, quantity, infrastructure needs, and economic impact while evaluating current funding levels for the state's water plan. The task force will deliver a preliminary report by 2026 and a final report by January 31, 2027, outlining funding, governance roles, and strategies for long-term water security in Kansas. Governor Kelly proposed the task force in her 2025 State of the State address and to prepare her administration and the Kansas Water Authority. They held 14 public meetings in 2024 to gather citizen input, which was compiled into a strategic implementation framework to guide the task force's work. The Kansas Department of Transportation is accepting applications for the Safe Routes to School program for its third round of planning and programming, or PMP, grants, and applications are due by 5 p.m. on May 2nd for the 2025-2026 school year. The PMP grants fund the development of Safe Routes to School plans, which also include an overview of existing conditions and public outreach. And the plans also identify potential infrastructure and non-infrastructure solutions to help improve safety for children who walk, bike, and roll to school. Safe Routes to School plans that were completed as part of the 2024 PMP grant program can be found at saferoutes.ksdot.gov. All communities, school districts, and organizations are encouraged to apply. And for more information on the PMP grant program, including the application, an informational webinar recording, and a question-answer sheet, you can visit saferoutes.ksdot.gov/grants-and-funding. Safe Routes to School is a comprehensive approach to getting more kids walking, biking, and rolling safely to school. And it provides kids and parents with a variety of activities, events, and lessons, while also addressing local pedestrian, bicycle, and personal safety concerns. You can visit the Kansas Department of Transportation's Safe Routes to School website at saferoutes.ksdot.gov to learn more and to sign up for the quarterly e-newsletter. The State Conservation Commission will hold a special meeting this Friday, April the 11th, from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. as a virtual meeting. The SCC consists of 5 elected commissioners, 2 appointed members representing the Kansas State University Agriculture Experiment Station and Cooperative Extension Service, and 2 appointed members representing the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Department of Agriculture Natural Resources Conservation Service. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Conservation consults with the SCC to protect and enhance Kansas's natural resources through the development, implementation, and maintenance of policies, guidelines, and programs that are designed to assist local governments and individuals in conserving the state's renewable resources. The meeting is open to the public, and for more information about the meeting, to access the virtual link, or to request a copy of the agenda, you can contact the Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Conservation at kda.doc@ks.gov. And anyone who requires special accommodations must make their needs known at least 24 hours prior to the meeting. In Nebraska news, Nebraska lawmakers failed to change the state's unique electoral college system as a shift to a winner-take-all electoral system failed to clear a filibuster. There are currently 2 states, Nebraska and Maine, that allocate their 5 electoral college votes by congressional district, and the proposed change would award all votes to the presidential candidate who wins the state's 3 congressional districts. Senator Lauren Lippincott presented the bill on behalf of Governor Jim Pillen, saying the time has come to reconsider the current approach and return to a winner-take-all system, which would realign Nebraska with 48 states, strengthening the voice of all Nebraskans and upholding the integrity of Nebraska's democratic process. Opponents, including Senator Megan Hunt, argue that the current system ensures representation for political minorities. Hunt said this bill is about locking up all 5 of Nebraska's electoral votes for the Republican votes because the current system doesn't give them what they want. Governor Pillen said Nebraskans expect and deserve principled, straightforward consistency from their elected leaders, and he's disappointed that the legislature fell short of those expectations with its failure on Tuesday. Despite the debate, LB3 did not advance to initial enrollment and review. Lincoln police report that on Sunday, a man was arrested after an armed robbery near downtown Lincoln at an apartment near 9th and D Streets at around 1:30 a.m. The victim, a 37-year-old Lincoln man, reported that 46-year-old James Duncan, who he knew, knocked on his door, and when he answered the door, Duncan held him at gunpoint and told him that he couldn't leave. Duncan fired the gun 3 times in the victim's vicinity before hitting him on the head with the firearm, and the victim was able to escape when Duncan got distracted by his dog getting loose. On Monday, investigators searched the apartment and discovered shell casings, a live round, and a bullet hole in the ceiling. Officers later found Duncan near 9th and Washington Streets with two loaded magazines and two empty handgun cases, and he was arrested on suspicion of several charges, including robbery, second-degree assault, and first-degree false imprisonment. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Included in the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on April 2nd, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Dale Jacobson, Gerald Jones, Andrew Black, Jim Miller, and Councilmember Jason Jones, who was present by phone, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the March 20, 2025 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried. Jeff Urban was present to further discuss the potential repairs to the grandstands. He said he secured about $6,000 in donations for materials and supplies, and he stated that he would also like to utilize the Junior High Service Learning Day to clean up under the bleachers. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Andrew Black that the City of Norton accept donations to be applied to the grandstand revitalization and allocate the necessary crews to complete the repair work in time for racing season. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. Dallas Goslin with Norton Economic Development presented the proposed neighborhood revitalization plan, and old business items were addressed and are reported on that include the new 10-volt siren, which was activated and tested. Jason Jones asked if something could be done again with the East Main and State Street sign, and James Maru stated that he would have them specifically address and fix the sign again. James also reported on the water leak, saying he doesn't think there's an underground leak issue, but it needs to continue to be monitored. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the mayor's appointment of Mitchell Lowry as chief of police. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. And a motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the employment agreement with Mitchell Lowry. The vote was taken and the motion carried. City Attorney Abigail Horn reported that she is working on a flow chart showing how the city, chamber, and travel and tourism all integrate, and Chief of Police Mitch Lowry reported on department activities. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the training reimbursement agreement with Brianna Johns. The vote was taken and the motion carried. City Administrator James Maru presented department reports and reported that the rubber tire roller was purchased under the budget. He then stated that he would like to transfer the remaining money budgeted in that line item to the alley rock, oil, and chip rock line item. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to move the remaining money in the construction equipment line item to the street improvement line item. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Gerald Jones reported that the Public Safety Committee met and discussed the siren activation, impound lot, and requests for additional stop signs in the Woods Drive area. Gerald stated that they also still have the parking in yards and noise ordinance to address, and he scheduled a Public Safety Committee meeting. Andrew Black reported that the Finance and Utility Committee met to discuss putting in automated water meters, and Andrew scheduled a joint Finance and Utility Committee meeting for 3 p.m. on April 14th to further discuss the water meters. Jason Jones reported that the Ad Hoc Committee met and discussed the camera equipment for the council meetings. The committee would like to give it a try and test it on committee meetings first until everyone feels comfortable to make a decision. Jason stated the work session with the Chamber and Travel and Tourism went very well, and he said he felt like there were many questions cleared up from all parties. The general consensus from the meeting was the chamber would be open to reinstating a position on their board for representation from the city. The second takeaway was that chamber may wish to reconsider or renegotiate their current agreement with the city for the management of travel and tourism. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Andrew Black to renew the Emergent Plus plan through MASA Medical Transport Solutions for all full-time employees who are eligible for health insurance, plus the mayor and council. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve Resolution 4, 2024, which is a resolution supporting the Kansas Community Empowerment Program. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the water service agreement and consent to annexation between the city and Lyle and Rovella Fisher. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve Resolution 5, 2025, which is a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and the Norton Personnel Rules. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 7 as a whole, and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Jim Miller and seconded by Gerald Jones to adjourn, and the council then adjourned at 7:11 p.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having Ike Burger, homemade bun, sweet potato french fries, dill spear, pears, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be walking taco or chef salad. Pardon me, your lunch today will be chili Frito or cheese pizza with fruit and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 75 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 38 and a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 68 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, it should be clear with a low around 34. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday it should be sunny with a high near 74. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 87 and breezy. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 81 and breezy. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. And on Tuesday, should be sunny with a high near 68. Currently with fair skies, it is 45 degrees. The humidity is 71%. The wind speed is northwest at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.96. The dew point is 36 degrees, and the current wind chill is 40 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20, and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Former Monmouth guard Abdi Bashir has committed to Kansas State via the NCAA transfer portal. Bashir spent two seasons at Monmouth. He's appeared in 33 games with 23 starts for the team this past season. He averaged 20.1 points, 2.6 rebounds, and 2.2 assists in 33.2 minutes per game. He shot 37.7% from the field and 33.8% from beyond the arc. He shot three-pointers in bulk this season, averaging 10.1 attempts from downtown per game. For his efforts, he was named All-CAA first team selection. He had his best performance of the season in Monmouth's loss to Rutgers on November 15th. He exploded for a career high 38 points while shooting 10 of 17 from downtown. This comes on the heels of basically the same kind of guy, Brennan Hawson, entering the transfer portal on Monday. Also, Michaela Buddy Rich entered the portal last week. Technically, he is the team's second transfer portal addition for the 25-26 season as they reeled in forward Tyreek Smith from Memphis during the season. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pause for a moment of clean row calm. Brought to you by Storin Corn Herbicide. Preserve this moment of weed-free serenity at storinwontquit.com or see your Syngenta retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.